with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Well, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Nikki and DeMello with a little thunder in the air, perhaps. Again, I didn't see any of this morning.
No, it was quite warm, though. The cloud is making it very toasty. 25 out there this morning. I got into my car. I was like, oh.
If I'm honest, I don't think my temperature gauge went under 27 as I was driving in. So
very unusual, but it's probably over, to be honest. There was a chance of a thunderstorm this morning, early this morning.
It's
so
past. It looked. I was down the beach yesterday and it looked quite threatening.
Yeah.
The clouds looked really quite threatening
the last couple of nights, but it's... That's probably it, to be honest. If you got a drop of rain, you're lucky.
That's generally good news for the fire, because that's now downgraded to an advice for the Oakford Fire. Obviously, things could change, but we'll keep you posted there. Meantime, Thomas Road remains closed between Kwinana Freeway and Anchortel Road. Apparently, that is just one of 10, or quite a few at least, current investigations for Strike Force Vulcan, investigating suspicious activity around recent bushfires.
Is that what the task force is called?
Yeah, it's been Vulcan. Going for a while.
I like its good name.
Very appropriate. Vulcan as in the, what is it, the Roman god of...
Of fire, is it?
Of aliens who understand logic, I think you'll find.
Okay.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And they do the crazy hand signals.
Okay.
But the pointy ears... Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on.
Sure.
Pretty sure that's what it's all about. Mr. Spock and all that.
All right.
Anyway, if you have any information, then obviously 131444 or Crime Stoppers, the numbers to call if you can help out. 1-800-333-000.
Yeah. Ridiculous that anyone would be lighting fires.
Absolutely. Hey, just after midnight our time, Joe Biden will be sworn into office.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know. It's the end of the story of what has been quite the drama. As miniseries go, it's packed with entertainment, that's for sure.
Yeah, drama-filled.
Absolutely.
Just how the Americans like it.
I'm not sure that I want to buy a subscription to the platform that's offering it, but you know what? Yeah.
If it's on free-to-air, I might watch it.
Yeah, maybe, exactly. it's on, obviously, America's on high alert. 25,000 National Guard troops deployed around Washington, D.C. to try and... And apparently, I hear gun shops haven't been able to keep up with supply.
Oh, far out.
Demand. So, yeah, we can only hope.
You'd be nervous if you were Joe today, wouldn't you?
Yeah. The you'd call be, is whew, making...
Can I wear another bulletproof vest, thanks?
Creating unity, the hope. Whether it comes together, we can only hope. But we'll see. Meantime... Yeah, very few times that I've got on board with Nick Kyrgios' opinions, but...
when he's taken down other tennis players being knobs, I'm right there as well.
He's called Novak Djokovic a tool. Bernard Tomic's girlfriend, Vanessa Sierra, she says she's got no... he says she's got no perspective.
Mm. Fair enough. But she's whinging about someone having to wash her own hair.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, what? Are you a baby?
Well, maybe there's a lot of hair. I'm not sure. I can't speak with this. It's been a long time since I've washed my own hair.
Look, I have a lot of hair on his head and I wash my own.
Yeah, she's washing it
and
now.
And it's not hard. Simple.
I mean, you're doing it constantly. I've been to talk to you about that too because you're leaving a lot of stuff around.
A lot of water around.
Well, as more the hair. It's like living in a nest in here with you. He's also, Bernard Tomic issued a wish list.
Wish list? Was it Christmas?
Maybe, I don't know. It's asking for better food and access to houses with tennis courts so that they can train.
Oh, my God.
Because they're not letting him out to train. Yeah. So, look, I don't know. The Open's due to start February 8, but that's obviously in question after, 3 of the 17 charter flights carrying players and staff were revealed to be carrying people who tested positive for the virus. Maybe. I mean, they're all here. Like, you can't say cut your losses and just go, look, just stop.
you've got him here now. You should have done that a while ago if you were going to say no.
Just get him on. What's the tennis equivalent of 2K20? You know what I'm saying? Can we get them on some kind of
virtual
game?
Reality.
Hey, there's always an option. That's all I'm saying.
It is odd that they can't train, though, isn't it?
They can. They just have to run around in their rooms. There's footage of knocking balls up against the walls.
Like, you know, the footy players, they were all in quarantine together, but they could just still train. They had special areas for them. I don't know. It seems a bit of an oversight, like, you know, bringing these tennis players over then, you know, not allowing them to train.
I think it's like the fighting fish. You don't want to get them in the same room.
Too difficult to keep them apart.
The fins go up and then, you know, they eat each other pretty much. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, if you didn't know, there are two types of people in the world, Nikki.
Are there?
There are people who think there's no such thing as too much garlic, and then there are people who are wrong. Right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But in an unrelated subject, did you know that if you touched raw garlic with your feet, you will taste garlic in about an hour's time? Not because you lick your not because you lick your toes or anything like that. Garlic contains a compound called allicin, which is also a person, obviously. But yes, contains allicin, which can permeate your skin and gets into your bloodstream, and you wind up tasting it.
Why only your feet?
Well, not just saying just your feet, but it's saying that, you know, since that's so far away from your mouth, it's an excellent point. If you step on crushed garlic with bare feet, eventually you'll taste it in an hour's time.
Wow.
Apparently.
It is very potent.
Well, it is.
If you touch it, if you're chopping garlic, you'll smell it for the next week on your fingers.
Well, yeah. And chances are it'll get in your system the same way. Apparently, if you have a sore throat, you can put Vicks on your feet for similar results.
Yeah, they do that for babies, don't they?
Yeah, because it all gets in there. Now, before you duck off and give this a try with the garlic, just remember,
because I know you're all itching too.
Yeah. Can I just remind you, it's generally best to take the garlic home first, because, you know, there's otherwise a lot of explaining to do at the spud shed. You just walk it around stepping on it. What?
Clean up on aisle 5.
Yeah, please.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first off, Mandra's longest Australia Day weekend kicks off Saturday with the Water Laser Light Spectacular, Top of the Terrace Summer Bash, the Great Aussie Motor Muster, and much more going on. The Great Aussie, this barbecue action, there's all of it. Leads up to, obviously, the Citizenship Awards and Ceremonies on Tuesday, which is the actual Australia Day, if you're wondering. Our website has the info. Check coastlive.com.au for the full rundown.
Very nice.
Plenty going on, but obviously there's no fireworks.
No fireworks, but lots of fun everywhere else.
That's right. Weekend is also the next slot in the abalone season. The third of 5 sessions for licensed fishers happens between 7 and 8 on Saturday morning. Fish.wa.gov.au for all the details there.
Nice.
And today is National Popcorn Day. So
yum.
Okay, it's popping, but it's not corn.
That's not popping. Yeah, that's better.
There we go.
Because that's like water.
Did you know that corn kernels contain polyphenols?
What's that?
Stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, things.
Wow.
I'm full
that's
of stuff.
A fun fact.
No, they're plant compounds that have antioxidant properties, which can reduce inflammation and may prevent aging.
Oh, so get some popcorn in ya. I'm going to say no salt or butter, though.
Yeah. But look, yes, sure.
Pure kernels only.
I mean, though, they'd be better than having just salt and butter. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Everything in perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news translated from paintings on ancient cave walls, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have finally confirmed they had another baby.
Aww.
During an appearance on The Ellen Show, JT finally confirmed that they welcomed a second child, a baby boy.
His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping. but we're thrilled.
Yeah, when you name your kid Phineas, you're kind of almost guaranteeing that he's going to try and circumnavigate the world in a hot air balloon. Yeah, because, I mean, apart from Billie Eilish's brother, the only other Phineas I can think of is Phineas Fogg around the world in 80
days. See, I haven't even heard of him. I think of Phineas and Fer, is it? The kids show.
Oh, sorry, those two.
Yeah, that's what I think of. Anyway, Bill and Timberlake are also parents of son Silas, who is 5. Blake Shelton has finally released his song Minimum Wage, which received a strange amount of backlash after he performed it on New Year's Eve. The song is apparently about his wife, his fiance rather, Gwen Stefani. Here it is. You can make my truck out.
Looking at me that way can make a man feel rich on minimum wage.
that sounds like...
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like Gwen Stefani to me.
People were outraged on social media after hearing it, saying the tune is offensive during the pandemic when so many are struggling and he's a millionaire. This is what he has to say to those people.
It kind of was a roll of the eyes because I think if you can find something offensive about this song, I mean, you're just looking for a fight. Or you're probably not a country music fan to begin with.
Amen to that. Yeah. And the Jonas Boys are back into acting with Nick Jonas reportedly playing Frankie Valli in a new streaming production. Ooh. Reports say he'll play the Four Seasons frontman in the streaming event performance of the iconic Broadway musical Jersey Boys. Oh. They've also confirmed that Valli himself is also working on the upcoming production. So that must feel pretty good being hand-selected or approved by Valli himself.
That is a tick of approval.
Yeah, and his brother Joe Jonas has also landed a role in a new war movie on the way called Devotion, which will begin filming next month. So the Jonas Boys are back in front of the camera.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.